There was a big recovery on the JSE today, not as big as the declines have been, but 3% up on the day is better than a slap in the face with a wet fish. Retail shares bouncing best today. Some shops are emptying as customers have moved to hoard food and essentials. Most people can't afford to do that, so it's an incredibly cruel thing to do, to go into the shops with your big fat credit card with its massive credit limit and just help yourself to anything and everything that you can see. But there was a nice initiative today from Pick and Pay to open stores from 7 to 8 on a Wednesday for those over 65 to shop. It's happened elsewhere in the world, but it's nice to see that Pick and Pay is doing it here. ShopRite issued a statement today appealing to South Africans to not hoard. And it would be funny if it weren't so serious, but I mean, I see these videos of people behaving badly over rolls of toilet paper, and in South Africa, toilet paper absent from every supermarket that I've been to. I went and did a little case study and checked it out, and it's insane that people are behaving like it's 1994. I would have thought that you would still have had stock left from 1994. Certainly, I expect Cape Townians who hoarded water in for day zero will still have plenty of that left. Gwarega Mahose is the chief executive at the Consumer Goods Council of South Africa. What advice are you giving, Gwarega, in terms of what you're seeing happening in the shops?
Bruce, thank you for the opportunity. Look, we had a meeting today. It involved all of the major retail chains, the ones that have a national footprint. And the central message that we wish to convey is that there is absolutely no need to panic buy. There is no need to hoard stock. There is sufficient stock available within the supply chain, and the supply chains are resilient enough and brand owners are resilient enough, if need be, to ramp up capacity if it is required. And it's interesting that you raise this issue around toilet paper. The bulk of toilet paper, in any event, is manufactured in South Africa. So we are just asking for calm. We are just asking for consumers just to be considerate. There is no need whatsoever to stockpile.
I mean, there is a suggestion, and I don't know if it's been implemented anywhere else, but people are saying, hold on a second, but if you go in and you buy, you know, 1 6-pack of toilet rolls, if you buy 2 6-packs of toilet rolls, perhaps the first one can cost the normal price, and the second one can cost twice the price, and the third one can cost 5 times the price, whatever the case might be. I don't know if it's feasible or practicable or even legal to do so, but surely somehow we have got to manage the craziness.
Yes, indeed, Bruce. So one of the initiatives that the retailers have been embarking upon, and I think you did see the announcements from the likes of ShopRite, is limiting the purchases of some of the essential products that they ought to be enough to get around. So that is something that will start to be instituted forthwith. And we hope, though, that more importantly is that customers are just considerate. That, look, we are confronted with the COVID-19, but as it stands, there is sufficient capacity within the system to meet consumer demand. So there will also be notices placed or affixed in all of the retail stores urging consumer restraint. But I think the central message that we just have to keep on emphasizing is that there is no need at all to panic buy.
That's good news, Gwarega. Thank you very much indeed. Gwarega Mahose, who is the chief executive at the Consumer Goods Council of South Africa. It is logical. I mean, it really is the logic of the situation that has to be considered. And if you are going to go into shops and you are going to panic buy and people are going to see you panic buy, then what they're going to do, they're going to panic buy. And those that can panic buy, oh my goodness gracious me. I mean, it is Hilton Tarrant, who is a journalist who's active on social media, saying some observations from a quick walk around a mall in northern Joburg. Footfall basically non-existent. What little shoppers are there are visiting only supermarkets. Restaurants, including Tash's, the quietest I've ever seen. 1 or 2 tables each, maximum. So, I mean, it's the sort of stuff that is strangling the South African economy, the stuff that is going to put people out of work, that is the sort of thing that unfortunately is required to reduce the transmission of the coronavirus. And it's this great irony, of course, that is what is going to be required. But there have been a whole bunch of other things. More than 80 countries have imposed travel bans to curb this coronavirus. The UK has told its citizens to not travel globally. And Amazon Studios, for example, this is an interesting one, has shut down the production of a French version of Love Island being filmed in Cape Town. And so, you know, all industries are facing extraordinary cutbacks and slowdowns and disappointments. It really is a very, very unpredictable and difficult time. And a lot of people are frightened.